I think we should get this party started, right?
Oh. Are you guys really drinking? What the heck?
Santa's got something in his bag.
Jesus.
That was really loud. Oh, this is great, guys.
Mm.
Oh.
I like that our festive holiday sounds consisted of sleigh bells and the opening of beer.
Do you guys really have beer? Because I only have a Snapple. And
I hope it's well aged.
We have a Frosty Pabst Blue Ribbon supporter, a proud supporter of NPR concerts.
Oh, now they don't have to put that tag.
You slipped in the product placement.
Now they don't have to put that tag in the beginning.
Really?
Hey, Winston, are you ready to sing some Christmas songs with me? Great. What song would you like to sing first? Okay, then, let's begin.
I know how Winston feels.
Yeah. Happy holiday, everybody. Rob, we're going to have something to drink.
Mmm, frosty.
Ah, yes, every year this decade we've done a holiday music show.
Yeah.
And this is the All Songs Considered Holiday Music Special for 2009. It seems like to me that every year holiday music sort of adds to this canon. We all grew up on certain music. Robin's already shaking his head, and I'm just thinking that somewhere, there's some 12-year-old for the first time will hear, the Bob Dylan holiday music record, and he will, that will be their record when they grow up. I remember hearing the
sort of the way the Chipmunks' Christmas is
that
for me.
Right.
I mean, seriously, I listened to the I wore out the grooves on the Chipmunks' Christmas.
So, Carrie, you got any that kick off that will maybe be some kids' nostalgia for when they grow up?
Yeah, there was surprisingly. I'm always shocked when I realize that people like the holidays, and so when bands make Christmas recordings, it strikes me as so odd. Yeah, that doesn't mean they're not good songs. It doesn't mean that Christmas doesn't inspire a good melody. And certainly in the case of the Raveonettes and their Christmas song called The Christmas Song, this is just a great, kind of garagey rock song with a catchy melody that happens to be about Christmas.
All the lights are coming on.
The Christmas Song, the Raveonettes. I love that song.
That's fantastic.
It was just a single, right? I think it might have been on some
collection. Yeah, it's not
collection.
I don't think it's on any of the records or anything.
Yeah, not on theirs. I love it. Listen, this year, I think the wackiest thing so far, just forgetting holiday music, forgetting anything, the wackiest thing I've seen all year and heard is the Bob Dylan holidays. Christmas.
I actually haven't listened to it yet.
It's called Christmas in the Heart. Oh, my. Have you even seen this? It's got this beautiful sort of Currier and Ives kind of picture on the front, right? It's got
a little sleigh, you know, and then poor strong
Betty
sleigh.
Page for some reason.
And then this pinup of Betty Page in her best Christmas suit. And then inside is members of his band. But no sign of Bob Dylan anywhere on this. And then, oh my goodness, he does this version of Must Be Santa. And the video is just so totally weird. Linda Holmes, who writes Monkey See, was watching it with me, and she said that Bob Dylan looks exactly like Tom Petty's aunt, which I thought was just a brilliant thing to say. Can we listen to Must Be Santa by Bob Dylan?
This is Dylan?
This is Dylan.
Yeah, obviously.
Who's got a beard that's long and white? Santa's got a beard that's long and white. Who comes round on special night? Santa's round on special night. Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa.
Oh.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus. Who wears boots and suit of red?
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Big red cherry nose.
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho ho ho.
Santa laughs this way. Ho ho ho.
Ho ho ho. Cherry nose. Cap on head. Suit that's red. Special night. Beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Santa very soon will come our way.
Eight little reindeers pull a sleigh.
Santa's little reindeer pull a sleigh.
Reindeer sleigh, come our way. Ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head. Suit that's red, special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa. Must be Santa, Santa Claus. Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Carter, Reagan, Bush, and Clinton. Reindeer sleigh, come our way. Ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head, suit that's red, special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus. Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Wow. I mean, now parents have a way to tell their kids that Santa Claus doesn't exist. Once kids hear that song, they're not going to want Santa to be real.
Very creepy. Very funny. My gosh, I love that. What is he?
Just parsing the intent of that.
That's right. That's where I've been going the last 24 hours.
There's something about media figures or artists or whoever where you absolutely don't know what they're going to do next.
It complicates them to me. I mean, yes, it's a lot of fun and it's goofy and all that sort of stuff, but it just sort of peels back another layer of I don't know how many layers.
And watch that video, please. Wow, he's just got this sort of dreadlocky wig on with a Tom Petty, you know, the top hat, and he just
Tom
comes
Petty's
in kind of...
aunt.
It's just brilliant. Okay, Stephen Thompson, pick me a holiday
oh,
song
man.
Here on the All
you
Songs.
You know,
what are you going to follow that with?
See, that's the thing. Right. We've done like Winston the Dog, Hardy Har Har. Look, Bob Dylan's crazy. And then I'm going to pick some soporific. You know.
Oh, is it Suvi and Stevens?
Nailed it.
Honest to God, I love the Suvi and Stevens record. I like my holiday music to be sort of austere and pretty and a little bit serious and kind of devout. I tend to react well to holiday music that's sort of the equivalent of a Valium washed down with hot cocoa. I picked my favorite song from all five of those EPs is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Thank you. me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy unchanging love.
If you guys noticed, the people listening, that part at the end where there are all those harmonies, mm-hmm. that's actually Sufjan Stevens singing by himself. Those harmonies were provided by Bob, Robin, Carrie, and me.
I was the bass.
I've been trying. I brought my LED tree in, right? We're sitting here and sitting around the tree.
There's nothing in the world more depressing than really, really sad, kind of half-assed holiday decorations. Just like the limp strand of tinsel.
Charlie Brown's Christmas tree.
This is my... tree.
I was speaking generally. Speaking of your specifically. Like, it's like crudely duct taped to a speaker.
I got that duct tape off the floor down there.
It does. It looks like you peeled the duct tape off the floor to stick the tree to the speaker.
I was trying to get in the mood, and I brought my tree and I brought my bells and
Robin and I have asked Bob to put away the bells.
I thought it was sounding like my grandmother's charm bracelet she wears at the holiday season.
It was actually, he didn't bring bells. I just wore my special sweater.
My special
Robin,
sweater.
You have so much baggage.
Not right now, Carrie. I'm drinking.
You know what I do like about the...
I was done finished.
Oh, wait, Bob was thanking me.
Can the family just...
You were speaking of my virtues.
Yes, because I hadn't gotten in the mood yet until you played that song.
Oh,
that really was just gorgeous. I mean, it melted my cold black heart. That was just...
Now, during the course of the show, we are expecting Robin's heart to grow, hopefully, at least three sizes. So it's grown one
size.
I'm going
to cry, and we're going to hug this out at the end. This is going to be beautiful.
But you've been really reluctant to do the show because you think I'm just going to play a bunch of funny, silly stuff like... Oh, the Bob Dylan, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, the Pug, the Winston.
The Pug. Why would you think that?
Yeah, why would I think that, Bob? We talk about the goofy Bob Dylan song.
You want to hear it again?
No, when I was listening to that, I was thinking, that's what it's like at other people's homes at the holiday season. But the music I'm going to play is what it's like at my home during the holiday season.
God. Is it black metal?
This is my favorite time of year, and one of the things I really love about this time of year...
The days are short. The day's over sooner.
I'm going to cut everybody's mic out now except Robin's.
I'm glad I could have this sort of one-on-one time with all of you. I guess what I wanted to say is that I really love this time of year because the world seems to get quiet, and I really like how quiet it gets, and I love the solitude. And for me, the holidays, it's standing in your room. It's dark except for the flickering of the colored lights on the tree, and you're watching the snow fall outside. And the music that I'd like to play is by a band called, appropriately enough, Snowed In. And this is their version of White Christmas, and I think it's just beautiful.
Let's give them a shot at it. What do you think, guys?
Whatever.
All right.
I'm dreaming a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the tree tops glisten and the children listen to his sleigh bells in the snow. Thank you.
at first I imagined, Robin, that actually that was you standing in your room playing this song, that this was your,
well, you
your
said,
music.
You said you weren't, hadn't really gotten into the spirit until Stephen played Sufjan, and I hadn't really gotten into the spirit until I heard that. Aww. But now I'm going to have to ask all of you to leave.
Yeah, that's
speaking of quasi.
That's an interesting pick, Robin, because I imagined you just like Bob said, except you're wearing sunglasses and maybe a beret.
No, I'm in front of the fire with my eggnog, and everyone else has gone to bed.
But that singer has a real kind of insouciant, can't be bothered take on that song.
Speaking of quasi.
wait, what?
Good segue.
Yeah, that was smooth. You can talk about quasi, Carrie. That's fine, because Carrie has all her cool rock bands. That's great. She probably knows them.
No, a quasi, who are
they? Maybe she'd get out of the tights and get off the stage and get a real job. We wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah, my next pick is Quasi, who are a band from Portland. And this is a song called Merry Xmas. I'm not just saying it like that to be cool or weird. That would be annoying.
Just saying that to be secular.
Yeah. It has a long intro. You might want to...
I think it's starting to creep in a little bit here.
I'm starting to
just
hear
like
it.
The holidays, hey, Carrie, creep upon you.
Carrie, did the Brownsteins have a tree?
Well, the Brownsteins, as you might imagine, were actually, they were a Jewish family.
More on that later then. Let's listen to Quasi. I was just wondering.
We're going to compare and rate the religions after this.
Seems appropriate.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Ho, ho, ho!
Jolly, jolly, jolly.
Here comes Santa Claus.
The Brownsteins didn't have a tree, I can tell.
Yeah, this is menorah music.
All right, it's going to kick in now. I'm going to leave it alone. Soon, right?
Oh, you got to get jazz hands first.
What are they doing? Listen, I got another party to go to.
This place is dead.
This is when you're walking through the lobby. Oh, here we go.
Thank God. A lot like
okay,
Robin's.
Seriously? This makes me look like I had just had a holly jolly Christmas.
Christmas. There it is.
Okay.
Bring it around. It's going to be okay.
This is a Sid Barrett Christmas.
Oops.
Oh, man. Hey, you killed her Christmas song.
You know what? We were done with that. I was done with that. No, that was a total accident. I did not mean to do that.
You know, when we were trying to figure out at the beginning of this conversation which of the four of us was likeliest to steal Christmas, I think we can agree that it was Robin
Hilton.
He just pulled the Christmas rug out from underneath me, and I feel persecuted.
Sorry, here we go.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really
I really didn't mean to cut that off.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Normally, if someone does something like pulls the plug on someone's song, I think they lose a song. I mean, just saying.
We'll put the whole thing in. We'll put the whole thing
you
in.
Go online. Oh, no. If you go to nprmusic.org, you can listen to the whole song.
I feel so bad. I didn't mean to do that. Do you want to hear my toy song?
All right, let's hear. Let's. Fine. You know, apology first.
I'm so sorry, Carrie. I really
You know what? I want to hear about 10 seconds of it.
Of what, my song?
Yeah.
Carrie's not in this room. She can't pull the fader
that's
down.
Actually, I can't believe you predicted that because you, in fact, really only want to hear about 10 seconds of this.
Let's hear it.
This is a song by the power duo Rod and Judy. It's called Santa Fix My Toys for Christmas. And it's from the American Song Poem Christmas
One
anthology.
Of the best holiday music
it really
CDs
is.
Of the decade.
And this sums up what I always think of this time of year when it comes to toys. You just have to follow it.
Sometimes a parent gets to thinking that his teaching just isn't getting through.
Kids can be greedy and selfish. They want everything that's new.
You know, the other day, our little boy made our hearts extremely proud.
He was writing a letter to Santa Claus when we heard him read out loud.
Santa Claus, do you think that you could fix my toys for Christmas?
Did you write this letter?
It is. It's very autobiographical.
What I got last year.
My bike has got no wheel or seat. My choo-choo train won't go.
Oh. I mean, who has a bike without a wheel or seat?
Seriously, what kind of family is this? They have time to sing this song and not to fix their kids' toys?
Steer my
a bunch
scooter.
Of jerks.
My
they're not
football,
my parents.
It went flat.
My ice skate needs a runner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I broke my bat.
Did she say back or bat?
Maybe that's why they couldn't fix it.
I thought she said her back.
I did too. I'm calling CPS.
Buy on what I got last year.
It's my bells.
My bike has got no wheel or seat. My choo-choo train won't
yeah,
go.
Really.
Drum, but it just won't beat, and the record player goes too slow.
Oh. It's hard.
There's actually a sad
my
trombone. Yeah, okay.
My football, it went flat.
Oh. My ice skate needs a runner. Oh yeah, and I broke my bat.
Oh, okay, bat.
It seems bad. Funny, me not wanting all new toys and things.
So Santa, if you think you'll have the time, I know you've got more work to do than mine. But Santa, I sure hope that you can fix my toys for Christmas.
And by Santa, they mean social worker.
Sorry.
I think that the child was speaking in metaphor about his parents' marriage.
Yeah, no, I mean, with that much stuff broken, that's a red flag to me.
I love the little, that they threw in, because that just said, we're not fixing those.
Now, those songs, this is from an anthology of songs that were done. Do you ever see those ads in the comic books where they say, we'll record your song,
right.
and you send them your lyrics, and in a given day, a band is in a studio, and they just pick out of a pile the next one. They look at it, and somebody starts playing, and they sing the song, and they record it, and they send, you know, little Johnny his song.
His song.
And that's what this one was.
Your poetry. And didn't they call it also, wasn't it...
It's a
song shark or song sharking or something like that. That it was because it was just such a scam for a lot of people. You know, they'd see this ad and think,
also,
I'm going to be famous.
Well, it's also a way. It's a way for these studio musicians to make a living.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
And so these anthologies, the song poem anthologies, are sort of unearthing a bunch of the most notable and weird, and
it's so good. So we were talking about dreidels and trees and all sorts of stuff. And when I grew up as a kid, you know, Hanukkah wasn't much, but fortunately,
I think it still isn't.
Yeah, that's true. They've tried, you know,
Hanukkah
up the ante.
Wasn't much.
No, I mean it really wasn't. But we got clothes and underwear and just the necessities and all that stuff. And fortunately, Adam Gardner of Guster and Dave Schneider, who is in this band called the Zambonis. The Zambonis are a band that sing only hockey songs, and they've done that for like 15 years. They got together and created a band called the Levies. Do you guys know this at all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Levies made what I think is the best holiday record of the decade, without question. Maybe because it speaks to me, but Mike, have you heard this record, Carrie?
Uh-uh.
Let's give a listen. This is the How Do You Spell Hanukkah song, and I hope you like this as much as I do.
What about those N's and K's? Do you use one or two? I remember when I was back in elementary school, a Spanish kid told me that it starts with a silent J, but Julio was wrong.
I love that one.
Or maybe he was right. Can someone decide? Spell Hanukkah. I was watching a spelling bee on ESPN2, and these kids were spelling words that don't come naturally to me or you.
Like oligarchy,
solipsism,
bouillabaisse,
epistemology,
insouciant,
onomatopoeia,
syllogism,
perspicacious,
hypothalamus. There's some other ones.
Hot dog.
No.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah,
I like hot dog.
But I bet they would get stumped if they had to spell Hanukkah. No one can tell. We don't mean to dwell, but how do you spell?
Spellcheck and Webster's. Is there an answer to this question? Someone, please tell me, how do you spell? Ask teachers, ask family. Nobody ever knows the answer. Someone, please help me. Just tell me.
Thank you.
from Levy's.
If you weren't paying attention, that would just sound like such a great epic rock song. And then, yeah, but if you pay attention to the lyrics, then it's...
Yeah, it's, the fact that it's seasonal is sort of secondary.
But, I mean, you can't beat the words. I thought the words were...
Well, I like the fact that it used the word insouciant for the second time in this discussion.
I was ready to bring the gong. I just didn't even know what to make of it the first time you used it.
The word of the day.
And perspicacious, another one of my favorite words.
And this record also has the great song, which, you know, really tries to get at the debate whether it's applesauce versus sour cream. There's a great song about that, which has to do with what's the best thing to put on a latke is. Anyway, that's the Levy's.
Wow, that is a raging debate.
See?
I know it is in my house.
What do you got, Stephen?
All right, I got... there are two absolutely wonderful holiday collections. They've been put out entirely online. They're both called Peace on Earth. It's Peace on Earth, a charity holiday album, volumes 1 and 2. And they're just these wonderful, all original performances by sort of pretty sounding indie rock bands of the stripe that I tend to favor. They're only $7.50 a piece, and all of the proceeds go to, the volume 2 goes to benefit the Children of Uganda Fund, so it's hard to argue with the cause. And the song that I picked is by one of our very favorite singers here in this room. She's the Typhoid Mary of the Tiny Desk. She's the inspiration for the Tiny Desk concerts, and we love her dearly. Her name's Laura Gibson, and the song is a cover of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Through the cloven skies they come, their peaceful wings unfurl, and still their heavenly music flows o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains, they bend on hovering wings. And ever o'er the battle sounds, the blessed angels sing. Crushing load, these forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and soul. Look now for glad and golden hours, come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing.
I don't know if you guys can tell, but I like to spend the holidays in a stupor.
I'm going to just...
I thought that was honest. I really thought that was one of the most beautiful versions of that song.
Yeah,
that
she's everything it's that just, woman touches.
It's just struck the perfect tone and...
I'm just going to play my harmonica. You guys go on with the show.
Carrie, what did you think?
I loved it. I think out of all the songs we've heard so far, that's one that I can imagine sitting around.
Actually listening to?
Well, no, that I mean, at the holidays. Like, way to go. Way to make my heart melt.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
What do you got for our hearts, Carrie?
Wow. You know what? I don't think I have any heartwarming songs.
Maybe thumping. What do you got for the thumping heart?
Thumping heart. Well, here's a song that I always think it's traditionally we were supposed to pick from this decade, but in terms of decades past,
did you break the rules again?
No. I didn't break the rules because, just so everyone knows, Bob reprimanded me when I tried. I got a slap on the wrist, but
So did the producer of the show.
On top of everything else, Robin was supposed to be her Secret Santa recipient, and instead she got a present for me.
Are we doing Secret Santa this year?
Oh, no. Did we leave you out?
Oh. Jeez, thanks.
Ixnay on the Ikrit Say Ankle Abe.
Nice going, Stephen.
Well, in the past, I always have kind of loved the sort of punk rock or rock and roll take on the Christmas song, like the Ramones, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight.
We can break the rule for that one.
No, I mean, I wish we could, and definitely if people have not heard that song, they should check it out. It's one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs. So I was kind of trying to find another, just a version that, just something a little bit rock, and there's this band from England called Gold Blade, who I hadn't really heard of, but what caught my eye was that they did a song with Polystyrene from X-Ray Specs, and it's called City of Christmas Ghosts, and it's a little bit silly, and it kind of has a little bit of a retro punk sound, but it's definitely not, it's not a bad song, and it has a real kind of social distortion guitar riff, so it's all the punk rock you want wrapped up in a holiday song.
How did the gunslinging Western sound make it into the holiday season? I've heard that.
See, I thought it actually had just a touch of the Ramones right when it kicked off, I thought.
Yeah, and then there was a clash, and then there was the...
Yeah, I heard the clash.
Yeah, it's definitely
it's fun.
A cornucopia of holiday punk. And yeah, and just a little bit of spaghetti Western thrown in for fun.
Just like Christmas at the Thompson House.
Stephen mentioned the Peace on Earth series, which is a great one. And there's another one put out by Network Records called Maybe This Christmas. And I think they only got 3 CDs into it. And that has a lot of traditional Christmas songs. And some newer Christmas songs, too, but redone by different bands. The third album in that series was called Maybe This Christmas Tree.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Like the numeral three? Yes.
No,
or like a tree?
Tree, as in Christmas tree. And there's a lot of great songs on it. The series has bands, well, actually all the usual suspects, like Death Cab for Cutie and Bright Eyes.
It's a great series.
It really is a great series.
Good series.
And this one is a version of Happy Christmas Wars over by the Polyphonic Spree.
The John Lennon of Yoko Ono.
Right, yeah.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Let's hope it's a good one.
I want to play, you know, one of the more serious holiday songs I've brought along here. This is a sad song about Santa. You know, he goes ho, ho, ho.
Right.
But in this song, he lost one.
He lost a hoe?
Yes, he lost a hoe.
He did.
So this is the Christmas Jug Band.
Santa used to like to chuckle. He's always been a belly full of laughs. Sitting in a Santa Claus chair, posing for the photographs. But now he don't laugh so much.
See, it's sad.
In fact, about one third less. Old Saint Nick got a problem. Man, he's in an awful mess. Cause he used to go ho, ho, ho. Now he's only going ho, ho.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know. But Santa's feeling mighty low. He used to do hidey-ho. Now he's only doing hidey.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
We did not bring enough alcohol.
Santa where'd the other ho go?
Santa's been doing his best.
I was thinking no other song more perfectly illustrates the difference in my music taste and Bob's.
I thought you were going to say no other song. No other song exemplifies what's going on inside Bob's head.
That too.
He never had a dog go AWOL. Once he got her in the sack, cause he used to go ho, ho, ho. Now he's only going ho, ho.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know, but Santa's feeling mighty low. He used to do hidey-ho, now he's only doing hidey.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know, Santa lost a ho. Santa, that's only got two hoes. No one would believe. Oh, Santa, if you need some cheering, stop by on your way. Jug band going to party all the way to Christmas Day. Just open up your bag of joy. Soon you're gonna feel alright. You're gonna leave here laughing, even if you're one whole light. Cause you used to go ho, ho, ho. Now he's only going ho, ho.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know, but Santa's feeling mighty low. He used to do hidey-ho, now he's only doing hidey.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
Don't know, Santa lost a ho. But I do know, the good things in life, they come and go.
I love that song.
That is so corny.
You know, the thing is, I'm sitting here going, oh, these jokes are so old and corny, and at the same time, I'm laughing the whole time. You win, Boylan. You win.
Boylan!
So I know that this is silly, but I saw Ronnie Spector on the list, and Stephen Thompson, and I saw it on your list, and I thought, you're cheating. You're gonna bring me an old song. Not of this decade.
Look out now. Look out.
Oh, it's on.
This is the old songs... considered holiday special.
Favorite holiday music of this decade.
Of this decade. And you put a Ronnie Spector record on. What's the deal?
And you thought we were going to throw down. You thought this was it for us. Yeah. Well, Ronnie Spector just put out a new record called The Last of the Rock Stars. And there's a holiday song right at the end of that.
And I tell thought, us who Ronnie Spector is. For those Ronnie Spector who, like from, three people who might not know.
Oh, my God. Ronnie Spector from the Ronettes and a participant in one of the greatest, if not the greatest, holiday records of all time is A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector. It's just these from 1963. All these amazing, amazing, just it's all wall of sound. All, you know, the Ronettes are on it. Darlene Love is on it. And it's just this incredibly buoyant, cheerful, wonderful, unbelievably timeless holiday record. But because Old Man Boylan said that we had to go from this decade, by way of paying tribute to A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, which has the Ronettes on it, here is brand new Ronnie Spector from the album The Last of the Rock Stars. The song is It's Christmas Once Again.
Ah, 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 ah.
waste in singing carols through the streets are ringing. Oh, because it's Christmas once again. Lovers kiss in public shining. Mistletoe was hung there slyly. Oh, because it's Christmas once again. Shiny choo-choo trains. Santa's hitching up his reindeer. Got his bag packed tight. Everything is ready for the sleigh ride through the night. Christmas trees with lights are twinkling. Because it's Christmas once again. So here's a wish we keep repeating. Please accept the season's greetings. Oh, because it's Christmas once again. Girl, I used to love Christmas. I loved Santa, just sitting on his lap at Macy's. My mother was a waitress, and she stood up on her feet all day. But she didn't mind taking me to see Santa, because she knew that was my life, my love. Christmas trees with lights are twinkling. Snowflakes sprinkling. Oh, because it's Christmas once again. Whoa. So here's a wish we keep repeating. Please accept. Because it's Christmas once again.
That's weird.
Yeah,
that is not weird. That to me, aww. See, I would put that on in a million years before I'd reach for any other records at the holiday
really?
Season.
Really? That is interesting.
I love the sentimentality in the song.
I think her voice has sort of weathered in a way that kind of suits that song. It's kind of sweet. I think right. Once you hit the spoken word interlude, I'm in my mind I've walked out of the room. And when it's over,
to get another drink.
To get another drink, which, you know.
One thing I was thinking when I was listening to that song is that the vast majority of holiday music is meant to be background music, isn't it? I mean, how many people put on a holiday record and just really sit down and listen to it? Or they're listening to it on their commute into work, or they're...
If you're alone a lot, like I am, you know... I mean, I hear a lot of Christmas music.
It just breaks my heart.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're thinking about Christmas music as funneled through department stores and the way it's kind of been commercialized, Robin. But really, I think people, there is an intention, I think, to listening to Christmas music. I've been into people's houses. They are intentionally
not me.
They are listening to this music
not
on
invited.
Purpose. On purpose.
So you're saying you've been hushed in the middle of a song because whoever's playing it wants everyone to really hear the
well,
song.
Who hushes anyone in the middle? Is that what you do to any song?
That's why nobody comes over to Robin's house.
If Mr. Pickles, he's my little stuffed animal. If he starts to act up, I'm like, zip it, Mr. Pickles. It's time to listen to Snowed In.
What would Mr. Pickles want to hear this holiday season, Robin Hilton?
If I gave it over to Mr. Pickles and I said, you pick whatever you want to play, Mr. Pickles would reach for an album by a band called Low. I know you all know.
This is one of my favorite.
This is an introduction for this Low record I never imagined.
Yeah, this is not what I had in mind. This is one of my favorite
and
holiday
albums. And I am going to say that it qualifies because it came out in November of 99, which was within the last 10 years.
It's so
good. And it's the Low Christmas album.
So trying to get away with
I like
stuff.
That Robin,
you're trying to put one over on
Robin's Dad. Rationale to me when I was like, he said, well, it was reissued in January of 2000. I'm like, it wasn't reissued in January.
All right, well, do you want to hear Silent Night or Drummer Boy?
What would Mr. Pickles want? That's the only thing I want to know.
That's all I care about.
He'd say Silent Night.
All right.
Redeeming grace.
I'm sorry for every bad thing I ever did.
I remember when this came out, I immediately fantasized about having enough money to... What are you doing?
Is that a fire?
No, when this came out, I remember thinking, man, if I were an eccentric millionaire, my Christmas cards would be copies of that record.
Yeah.
It is one of my all-time favorite holiday records. It's just called Christmas. It's by Lowe, and I know this was your pick, Robin.
That's right.
I kind of hijacked it.
Just go. What else?
There are a whole bunch of amazing Scottish bands I love, all of which kind of hate the world and everything in it, and I love them for it. There's The Twilight Sad and Glass Vegas, and several of them have done holiday songs, and all of them are sort of variations on "It's Christmas, screw the whole damn lot of you." And this one is my favorite of. I can't even tell you the title of the Las Vegas Christmas song. So I'll play Frightened Rabbit, amazing band from Scotland. This song is called "It's Christmas, So We'll Stop."
It's Christmas, so we'll stop. It's on with the lights to warm the dark. It can cloak elsewhere as the rot stops for today. Let the rot stop just for one day. Only good red eyes, red suits and pieces will radiate, and the cold will hide its face. Now the cold's turned away. We can be best friends with the people we hate, 'cause we've all got blood, and it's warmer than you'd think. Yeah, it is warm and it's thick. We all breathe out clouds, we were built to give at least once each year. And that's better than never, I guess. And life might never get better than this, with the perfect excuse for our natures to change and wear shiny clothes. Oh, it's Christmas, so press pause. So wine on our breath, it's the love on our tongues. So forget the names I called you on Christmas Eve. In fact, forget the entire year. Don't reflect, just pretend, and you won't feel scared. You won't feel a thing, 'cause it's all been tucked away. And once you're tucked in bed, you hug on to the day for the last few seconds. Your cradle face is protected from the wind, and I'll protect you, I promise I will. And the rest of our lives will be just like Christmas with fewer toys. You're a good girl, I'm a good boy, so I thought. Of the clock and the spin of the earth in space, we could always be this way. And as we sleep at the fall of the day, in the room next door, as the tree lights brighten the rodent's eye, catches a glimpse of the dust beginning to rise.
so Frightened Rabbit hates you all.
I thought that was really beautiful.
It's got a beating heart. It's just full of woe.
Well, on the depressing side of holiday music, then I'd love to play the Ziavi. I think Ziavi is a Malaysian singer. She embodies a lot of what happened to many artists this decade, with coming to a huge public via YouTube. She put a video up of her performing in Kuala Lumpur for a friend of hers who couldn't see the show, and somehow this thing got around, and so now Ziavi's living in the United States, touring a lot. She did a terrific record this year. And then a few years ago, she put out a song called No Christmas for Me on a CD called This Warm December. And I just love, love, love this song. So this is Z-E, Avi, A-V-I. Yeah. Would you play the Zia?
I'm sorry, Bob. That was just way too earnest for me. So I'll go to it now, though. I apologize.
No, there won't be Christmas for me this year, for the simple reason being you're not here. There won't be eggnogs by the cozy fire. There won't be glasses of mulled wine either. There won't even be a Christmas tree, 'cause you're not here to light it up with me. Santa, honey, won't you bring my baby back to me? 'Cause I miss him, yes, I miss him oh so dearly. I haven't sent him his Christmas card, 'cause that will mean we really are apart. The Christmas stockings are as empty as my heart. Something good, but just this once, baby, if you could. You know you can and you know you should, 'cause Christmas won't be Christmas without you. It won't be Christmas without you. 2 days to Christmas and I'm still waiting outside, wishing upon a star that you'll be coming home tonight. But it was cold, it was getting late. Sadly, I crept back into bed. But then I felt a soft kiss on my cheek. I opened my eyes and there my baby was with me. My baby came back for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas.
Who was that? Did Bob just say that?
Bless us, everyone. Oh. I thought that was such a lovely little song, and I thought Bob said this was depressing. This isn't depressing.
Yeah, it's called No Christmas for Me, and then it's like, oh, it turns out it's fine.
And then I hear the line, the Christmas stockings are as empty as my heart.
That's a great line.
That's the tear line. That's the oof.
Robin, I have to say, you are expressing the most amount of positivity out of all of us. You have made a 180. Aww.
Thank you.
I think Mr. Pickles helped.
Yeah.
It's like I always say, there's a heart in there.
I'm going to go home and give him a big hug.
What do you say we all agree on one song to go out on?
Let me see. What
we can break the rules. Dad says you can break the rule.
Wait, I'm just waiting to be set up here. Is it the dog? Is it Dylan? What's the joke?
I'm taking my bells. I'm going to unplug my LED tree.
Oh, he
can we go out on something nice? Come on, we can't. We've got. We can hug. We got to hug this
out. Do we get to go out on one of our old favorites?
Yes.
From childhood.
I said you can do whatever you want.
Okay. Well, I think what we're going out on is a song that Stephen already mentioned.
Yes.
Maybe one of the also the best duets of all time. In addition to one of the best Christmas songs of all time, it is Bing Crosby and David Bowie with Little Drummer Boy.
And we're gonna keep in the acting at the beginning.
Yeah, you
gotta keep that in. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I have an idea. Let's have Stephen and Robin do the acting.
I was always thinking some enterprising young rocker is gonna figure out to do this with David Bowie playing the old man part.
That's great. You've just given away. I gotta cut that part out. That's the $1 million.
That really is the $1 million.
Who should play David Bowie in this video? We'll throw a link to the video up so people can see it and see. For those who don't remember this as the single greatest Christmas moment in the history of television.
Aww. I love you guys. I really
do. You guys are
awesome. Not a hugger, but, you know.
Nah, we can do this.
Aww. Oh, come here.
Come here, you guys.
Oh, too tight. Too tight.
Too
close. Too close.
Oh, that's enough.
Too close.
Play the song. Oh.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays, Carrie. Oh.
Happy holidays to everyone listening.
Hello. You the new butler? Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in.
Come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the, poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon. And the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son. And he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You too, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing. To see ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be?
And
years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day
we bring
of glory.
See the day
when live in peace.
So
peace on earth
when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true.
It's for
my child and your child too. He'll see the day of glory.
I play my day
when men of good will live in peace again. Peace on earth, can it be? Can it be?
It's a pretty thing, isn't it?